Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. I'm here to cover the week of December 3rd through the 10th. And a lot of personal planetary energy going on in this week ahead, so a lot to tell you guys about. First, I'd like to thank everybody out there who sent positive energy and your prayers and your good healing to my kitty Chloe. She did come through her surgery today, and they said she's doing really well, and we get to bring her home tomorrow. So I really super appreciate all the positive flow you guys sent to me yesterday and today. Definitely helped. And so now, looking at what we have coming up between December 3rd and December 10th, first of all, we have Venus about to change signs. She is actually going to be moving into Scorpio tomorrow, if you're listening live, on December 4th. And so we're going to see a new trend when it comes to Venus themes, which means when it comes to what's going on with love in our life, what's going on with women in our life, with beauty, and anything involving personal income. Takes a new turn starting tomorrow. Actually kicks in around 11:15 p.m. late tomorrow night Eastern time. And it's going to stay in the sign of Scorpio until the 30th. So most of the month, this is where it's going to be. So when we look at what that means to each of us, I'll tell each sign where it's going to kind of go for you guys specifically. But overall, what it means is when we're looking at love, in the field of Scorpio, things are going to go deeper. That can be a good thing or a bad thing. deeper can be, you know, definitely more intimate or more sexualized. If you guys haven't been in that state in the relationship yet, it is definitely, you know, a kind of profound, deep physical energy, emotional connection. So we can see things sparking up between people on a stronger level there. Scorpio also rules divorce. So if love is teetering, you know, then these next weeks will definitely show you where you are in that situation. Venus can definitely help you smooth things out a bit there if you need to, make it a little bit more congenial of a divorce if you go through with it, help you get in and see a therapist that can help you avoid the divorce if you want to save it. So, you know, don't give up hope wherever you stand in the situation. She definitely being in that part of the sky is a good thing for that topic. And this is the area of mortality. So you might have had somebody pass on, and this particular month is about, you know, kind of coming to terms with that and how that's affecting the way you love or how you feel about love. You might have had somebody new that's about to be born, Scorpio rules birth, and that can bring new love into your life. And Scorpio also rules the big financial picture, all your loans and debt and inheritance and taxes and insurance and alimony and investments and settlements and every other kind of financial flow you can think of besides your personal income. So having Venus here can tie in either what's going on with you and your loved one over those themes, or it can be that you're dealing with income needs or a woman in this situation and dealing with those insurance issues or the inheritance or one of those topics. So Venus is definitely taking us into a much more intense part of the sky, actually the most intense part of the sky. So things are going to get deeper. And what else? The other thing that's going on, you know, we started to have Mars in the sign of Libra back on November 12th. And we've seen a lot of volatile stuff going on around the globe and in our own personal lives since then. Libra is the sign of our relationships. It's also the sign of open enemies, opponents, competitors. So we've, you know, Mars shows up here every 2 years and activates things for about 7 weeks. We see a lot more happening here. So it gets us motivated to get in there with our partners, our clients, our specialists, our agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. It gets us motivated to make things happen. It definitely lights a fire under passion there, and that can go really well and heat things up so it gets steamy and yummy. Or it can be very violent and aggressive and warlike and have a lot of fights and breakups and that kind of thing. And so we've all been seeing that playing out around us in some area. You've definitely been seeing it on the TV a lot. And we have Mars here in this sign until January 3rd. But it's this week. I wrote about it last week and talked about it a little bit on last week's show. When we actually have Mars squaring Pluto and opposing Uranus in this week ahead. So this is when it really hits the height of whatever it's going to be. So to that end, you know, relationships are going to take center stage in the week ahead. You need to realize that you're going to be really busy with at least one of these people, your partner in romance, your partner in business, those clients, the specialist, the attorney, the agent, the competitor, the enemy, the opponent, whoever this person is. And so if this is a situation where you feel highly charged and motivated to make changes and to make things happen, then it's a great week for you to get in there. If this is a situation in your life going on where sparks are flying between you and someone, there's a lot of passion, expect it to kind of, you know, take off and heat up and go over the top this week. If this is a situation where you're warring with somebody, you definitely want to be cautious this week. Open confrontations are going to bring extreme blow-ups. You know, putting yourself in areas where there's, you know, the anticipation of some kind of violent activity, this would be a week when it could go off. So you want to be using your head in all situations with other people in this week ahead. Know that everybody's fuse is going to be, you know, wound that much higher. And so days that stand out with this, Saturday the 5th, we see the moon in Libra, embrace Mars in Libra, and square Pluto. And so Saturday the 5th, emotional energy is charging, building. By Sunday the 6th, Mars squares Pluto. That's why in the weekly I wrote about how intense this weekend was going to be. And so Mars squaring Pluto sets off that, you know, ignites the situation, brings the passion over the top, the anger over the top, the violence over the top, the motivation and activity over the top. And it doesn't let go. It peaks. We see this build up Saturday, peaks on Sunday, and then it is going to kind of hang there in the air until Thursday the 10th, when Mars then opposes Uranus. And so this is, oppositions are always you and another person. Mars again is activating something. Uranus is the surprise, the shock, the sudden change in the situation. So incredible week for everyone out there who has a moral, social conscience and is good to other people. It's a fantastic week to motivate and make things happen. This energy will help you propel that forward. It's not such a great week for people that are running around in the lowest part of the human consciousness. I don't even know how to say it, you know. So you do, again, want to be somewhat cautious with all of that. All right. And then the other thing that's going on is that on Wednesday the 9th, Mercury moves into Capricorn, the same territory that Pluto's in. So we really see by Wednesday the 9th, people starting to come forward and speak to others about what's going on or make some kind of decision, usher in some choice, start to meet, start to sign agreements or focus on whatever's going on with the communication and the choices. And in Capricorn, this is going to come from authority figures. So we're either going to hear news about some person in charge, the boss, the parent, the leader, the, you know, the whoever the higher up person is, the judge, the mentor, the president, whatever. We're going to start to have more communication about these people and from these people. We're going to also see in Capricorn more communication and information flow about goals and about career as we move forward. So on a personal level, it will open that up for everybody. So if what you're pushing on in this week ahead with your specialist or your business partner or your clients is career or personal goal oriented, then you can really expect to see offers and agreements and talks and meetings and information flow start to really pick up from the 9th onward. So that's it. It is one heck of a week. Just, oh man. So if we're looking at Venus for everybody, let's work through Venus and before we get to Mars. It seems like the lighter way to go. Venus moving into Scorpio between December 4th and 30th for Aries. You know, when it comes to love, you're definitely going to want to go deeper with people. There may be situations that arise that take love into a much more passionate, intimate, sexual side of your relationship. There might be reproductive things on the table. You might be talking about, we're in love. Do we want to have a baby? Or there might be, we need to use protection because we're not really there yet. So reproductive ideas and thoughts come into play with the love life for Aries. The mortality, did somebody pass away? Are we dealing with a woman here, or are we dealing with, the love that we have in that situation and how we work through that in this month? Is there a birth, already happening? Do we invite the love in for that? And then also, Aries, this is a really good time period for you guys. If you need to kind of work out, smooth out, attract something in that financial arena, this period can help you do it. So if you need to go in and talk to the loan officer or the tax man or the insurance adjuster or, the investment banker, anybody that is involved with your outside financial flow, it can help you attract commissions and help you with your settlements and help you with your alimony or child support. So whatever the financial topic is, this is a really good time for you guys to kind of get in there and charm your way through attracting what you need or smoothing out the rough edges and working on it. And you might just enjoy, the financial flow. It can be just as simple as just enjoying the money situation a little bit for a few weeks. Mars, your personal ruler, Aries, is going to get all kind of busy with these relationships. So Aries are definitely going to feel it. Lots of firecracker, anger, fights, blow-ups, or passion, motivation, action going on with romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, out and outright open enemies, opponents, and competitors in your week ahead. So pick and choose accordingly. If you want to kind of get around this person, you may not want to confront them if they're hotheads in this week ahead. And if it's somebody you're really passionate about, you may want to get near them in this week ahead. And so there you go. So, Saturday, Sunday, it's all over the map. It is building and building and building. And you're going to know stand when it comes to the goals you guys have, or when it comes to an authority type in the mix, or when it comes to the career momentum in the situation. You're going to know really what's going on over this weekend. It's going to really push it. And by Thursday, the 10th, you have this face-off with you and this other person one-on-one. Something is really exciting or really shocking or really changing and, taking you down some different road. It may be that you are the person kind of ready to make that abrupt change or infuse the fresh air and excitement into. So you might introduce, hey, I'm taking you on a trip or I'm breaking up with you or I want to marry you or whatever. Because Uranus is in Aries sign. So you guys are more likely to be the person throwing the wild card into the situation by Thursday the 10th. But again, this, Uranus can hold a charge positive or negative here. So work towards the positive stuff in this week ahead. Avoid the volatile situations. By Wednesday the 9th, you're going to have way more information starting to flow, and it's going to open doors for you to get in and meet and talk and sign agreements and make sales and interview and field your offers and make your choices in the weeks following. So that's when you really have the ability to communicate what you need. For Taurus, Venus moving into this, pretty much the rest of December up through the 30th, starting on tomorrow, the 4th, is going to really say that for you, if you want love, if you want to focus on income, if you want to focus on beauty or women, you need to look at your partners or your clients or your specialists or your agents or attorneys or, your competitors. You need to get into the relationship arena here, Taurus. This is what's favored for you guys, and it's going to go deep there. It's always deep for Taurus in this part of the sky, actually. But it's going, you're going to feel it now because Venus is moving there. So this is a good time for you guys. If you want to attract the love with these people, if you want to make money with these people, if you want to focus on, you know, beautifying yourself or your space or some part of the corner of the world that you're in, or a particular woman, really lovely and profound time for you and transformational if you allow yourself to go there. And then when we look at all this Mars energy in the week ahead and the crazy stuff it's doing with Pluto and Uranus, for Taurus, you know, this is also going to involve at least one key significant person, but you're going to have a very specific focus. Either all of this is playing out over a work situation, or it's playing out with a coworker or someone you've hired, or it's playing out over a health issue or the pets or animal situation you're involved in. So I'm pretty sure you probably know which one of those applies to you, which one is amping up and heating up right now. So you can use this to really motivate on a huge level, or you can use this, you know, to kind of, I wouldn't suggest you use it to explode the situation. I would suggest that you avoid that part of it as best you can. But there's a lot that's going to happen in this week ahead with that, and really amping up Saturday and Sunday, and then again on Thursday, so the 5th, the 6th, and the 10th. And for Taurus, a big part of this, where the big changes can happen, are about your 9th house. So we're looking at things that might tie into legal matters, things that might tie into travel or people at a distance, foreign interests. It can tie into educational pursuits. It can tie into media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing. It can be about weddings, religion, or politics. So 9th house, higher-minded arena. We see something very powerful as the undercurrent here, as part of what you're dealing with these people, as you see all this intense activity over health, pets, paperwork, the job, the coworkers, or the people you hire in the week ahead. Mercury will move into that higher-minded arena of legal, educational, travel, media, wedding, religious, and political themes on Wednesday the 9th. So that really is your open door where you can start to hear the information you need or get into the talk, sign the agreements, make the sales, write things up, interview, field your offers, and make your choices. And that'll stay there in the weeks ahead. So really good time to kind of open that up. For Gemini, Venus going into Scorpio, you know, love for you guys, it's really going to be all of, and making money and dealing with women, really going to be focusing in the work arena for you guys. So it may mean that you're doing a lot of organizing for or cleaning up or working on a project with your love interest, or maybe there's some kind of love thing sparking with a coworker or someone you've hired that's helping you with the love situation. There can be, maybe you're getting a pet for your loved one or they're getting one for you. There can be income concentration in the weeks ahead on the job, and you can see that kind of coming together and smoothing out, and the ability to attract money flow with work that you're doing or for, you know, through signing the paperwork and all of this. And women may really benefit you in this area. So this is the place where you do want to go deeper, where you do want to look for things to kind of start to flow in your direction. So starting on December 4th and lasting all the way through the 30th. When we look at all this amped up, crazy over the top Mars energy that's going to be active in our week ahead, and again, we saw this start back on November 12th, and it lasts until January 3rd, and then it doesn't come back into this relationship part of the sky for everybody for another 2 years. So, you know, Gemini, when it comes to these partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and open enemies and competitors and all that, these key relationships, for you guys, it's going to all focus either on creative projects, the kids, your love life, lover, or something recreational. So out of those four topics, you'll be engaging with some key relationship or maybe a few of them, and a lot of motivation in this week ahead, a lot of passion that can take you over the top, or a lot of anger and fighting. and explosive stuff that can take you over the top. So again, you want to kind of lean towards where you can motivate and express passion. You want to avoid, especially on Saturday the 5th, Sunday the 6th, and Thursday the 10th, anybody that may be volatile, you know. And Pluto, the planet that's involved here that's so powerful and transformational, is adding something to the story through intimacy and sexuality, or through reproductive matters, mortality issues, a birth, a divorce, or the shared financial picture. So that's what you would be fighting over, or that's where the passions would lead you, or that's where you'll be motivating to really transform something in this week ahead. And Mercury will enter that territory of finances and sexuality and reproductive and deaths and births and divorce on the 9th. So that's when you can really start to have talks about these things, make decisions, sign agreements, meet with others, and, you know, hear the information that you need to hear in the weeks that follow from the 9th onward. For Cancer, Venus moving into Scorpio is your house of true love and children and creativity and fun. So having Venus there, this is one of the better periods for those things, those topics for the Cancers. You're going to have it there from December 4th through the 30th. And so this definitely brings love to all of that, you know, can make it so it's a more enjoyable time in your love life or with the kids or in the creative process or while you're doing recreational things. It can help you make money in creative endeavors or recreational outlets. It can help you with women in these areas or beauty in these areas. And so, you know, you can expect some things to go deeper, for transformative things to be good for you, even if it's a change in the moment that may not feel that way. I'm not anticipating it's going to go that way for you, but if you did have that, this is telling you that this is, you know, something good for you in the long haul. But it should more than anything attract what you need and help you enjoy what's going on here more. When it comes to all this intense energy with Mars, you guys are seeing this, you know, there can be more passion, more fights, more motivation and activity with your partners and specialists and clients and agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents. But for Cancer, it's all focusing on things that are happening in the home or about a move or a renovation or real estate deals or within the family dynamic with a parent or with roommate situation. So this is where all of this is going to be happening or what it's all about and where you can see the spark really heating up, especially the Saturday and Sunday, the 5th and 6th, and then again on Thursday, the 10th. And so really, in my opinion, you know, you're going to feel it from Saturday through Thursday in a very intense way. And so the Pluto energy is about powerful things that are changing via those specialists or those partners or those clients or competitors or representatives and all these key relationships. So really powerful. You know, you may be realigning the direction that your life is taking in this. You may be realigning something through an authority figure or the goals you're setting or the career momentum as the week progresses. You'll see what that is. And by the 9th of December next week, as Mercury moves into Capricorn, it will open up. Now it's time to go and sit down and have that meeting or that talk or hear the news or the offer, sign the agreement, make the sale, make the choice involving that relationship, that partner, client, specialist, opponent, representative. For Leo, Venus is moving into Scorpio on December 4th, staying there for the rest of the month through the 30th. This is going to help you with love, with women, with income, focused in the home. So really good time to enjoy your home environment more, to throw get-togethers there that are loving and nurturing and enjoyable and pleasurable, to maybe spend time with a lover there, to make money from the home. This can bring the money flow and the attractions through real estate or moves or renovations. It can also bring a very pleasurable, enjoyable time with family or parents or roommates. And if you need to smooth something out in those areas, this will help you do it. help you attract what you need. Women can benefit you in those areas now. So this is where the good stuff, we're going deeper, making changes, and all of that is favored. The Mars energy for Leo, you know, you guys are kind of, you guys might be, this might be a little challenging for you guys because Mars is sparking up all this amplified, intense energy in this week ahead, which, you know, has been kind of building since November 12th. And this is the week where it really hits the hardest in this week ahead, or the most powerfully. All through, you know, your mind and your communication. So it may be really hard for the Leo to hold back their tongue. You guys might be just letting it fly, you know, whether that's like, you know, declaring your passion to someone or letting them have it, you know, with your words, or, you know, really motivating others through what it is you're saying, which would be a really great way to use this energy. You know, this is definitely communication-oriented first and foremost. So you're going to see a lot of activity in your talks, your meetings, your sales, your agreements, your negotiations, your interviews, your writing, your offers, your, you know, anything that brings thoughts and ideas and decisions to the forefront. Again, very passionate, very motivating, or very angry and fighting. So kind of walk that line, keep it in your mind so you don't regret, you know, something that you do say if you don't want to say it. And this can also, on a more mundane level for Leo, bring a lot of Mars attention on a brother, sister, or neighbor, or something that's going on locally or with a short trip, your vehicles or electronics. So that also may be where you just have to dive in and do a lot, or there's a lot of motivating with this person or this situation, or a lot of anger that you're trying to work through. And when we look at where Pluto comes into this picture for Leo, you know, the big transformation in all of this has to do with the work and who's doing it. You know, are you hiring someone? Are you co-working with someone? Is it about the work you're doing? Is there paperwork involved here? Is there something outside of that tied more to health or to animals in the mix? And how does the decision making and that you're doing in this week ahead tie into this? Expect something important there. And by Thursday the 10th, you know, Leo, that kind of excitable Uranian energy that gets into the mix will probably throw something into this story about a legal matter, the travel, the person at a distance, the educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political theme, ninth house matter. So you're going to have Mercury move into the work, paperwork, health, coworker, hired person situation on Wednesday the 9th. Mercury will stay there for the weeks ahead. So that's when you're really going to be able to, you know, have the talk, the meeting, sign the final agreements, make the final choices, hear the news you've been waiting to hear. So that amps up communication even more on the 9th. So, man, yeah, I mean, the Leos just have a lot to say and a lot to decide, maybe a lot to hear in this week ahead. The Virgos have Venus moving into that communication part of the chart. So for Virgo, we're going to see, you know, things start to smooth out and go better, go more love through talking. You might propose, you might, you know, write poetry, a love song to somebody, you know, or you might hear it from them. I mean, or there's just a meeting. You might run into somebody and sparks are there and you feel yourself falling from somebody in the weeks ahead. Venus will be here from the 4th of December through the 30th. So definitely puts love in your local arena, or love flowering through short trips and a lot of writing and talking and proposing and meeting and communicating. Same thing goes for income for Virgos. This is a really highly communicative time frame for you guys. Good for, you know, signing agreements, for making money, good for sales and your income, good for what you do through short trips and local activities, transportation, electronics, and all of this, your writing. So all of this should start to smooth out and go much nicer, if it's not already going great, it can go even better during the rest of the month. And then all this Mars activity for Virgo, you know, a lot of heating up, more activity, more passion, more anger, more fighting for what you need, more motivating since November 12th. Well, this week ahead is when it gets the most intense. And so that's Saturday the 5th, Sunday the 6th, really peak. And then again, Thursday the 10th, really peak. And probably the days in between, you're going to feel it. So for Virgo, again, like with everybody, this is focusing on partners, clients, specialists, competitors, opponents, representatives, and all these key people. But Virgo, it's all about making money or your possessions or your purchases. So you're either duking it out over the possessions, or you're passionate and working more motivated with somebody over the possessions, maybe hiring the attorney or working with a partner there, or you're going to the clients to make money and you're really amping things up big time over the top, or something with the purchase that you need to make, maybe the specialist and you are figuring something out here, or the opponent and you have to purchase something. So a lot of energy around that money flow and your purchasing and possessions. And where Pluto is in this mix, Pluto is kind of the planet that is there to transform, or where you're dealing with changes, or you want changes, or you know something powerful is going on here tied into all of this. It has to do with a creative project, your lover, your love life, the kids, or a recreational need or interest. So in some way, something very profoundly is changing or evolving in this week ahead, tied into what you're in there so heated up about with making money or purchases or possessions. Maybe you'll take this in a wonderful direction, and you'll purchase a ring and propose to your lover, and that'll be powerful and transformational. You know, there's ways this can go really well. So move towards the light. Tell everybody that, because it's going to be intense out there. A lot of people with short fuses out there. Mercury, your ruling planet, moves into this house of true love, lovers, children, creative projects, and fun on the 9th. And so from the 9th onward, you're going to see more potential for news and talks and offers and agreements and decisions and proposals and meetings and all of that, the communication flow with and about these themes. So it really opens up that part of the sky a lot more too. For Libra, Venus is moving into this deep, intense part of the chart and helping smooth things out or take us deeper or attract what we need between December 4th and 30th. For Libra, this is really going to affect your ability to make money in a good way. Women may benefit you. You may have more charm and be able to attract that income flow more easily. You may spend on lovers. You may spend on luxury items. You may spend to enjoy yourself. You may make purchases in that direction. There may be something with gifts or possessions during this time that bring you a lot of pleasure and enjoyment. So it can be a really wonderful time. Just make sure you're watching your bottom line and you don't go overboard with it. But I do think that that should make those parts of your life go a lot better between the 4th and the 30th. And then this Mars energy, Libra, is in your sign. So Librans have been feeling this since November 12th, and they're really being urged. You know, it heats up the blood in your body. It heats up your physicality. And that can mean that it's time to take care of your health, that it's time to do something with your body. It can mean that you're all amped up and passionate, and it really peaks in this week ahead as you connect with somebody on a deeper level. It can mean you're really angry and you're ready to blow in this week ahead. It can mean that you're really ready to motivate and do something that you've wanted to do, and now's the time to do it. So again, Saturday, Sunday, highly charged, and then Thursday the 10th. And for Libra, you know, Pluto is there to help with this transformation tied to the home, what's going on with a move, a real estate deal, a renovation, the family, a parent, a roommate situation. And by the 10th, one-on-one with that partner, client, specialist, opponent, agent, attorney, whoever that key relationship is. So Mercury adds itself to this story on the 9th, starting to open things up for talks and meetings and decisions that will focus on what you're going to do about your home, your move, your renovation, your real estate deal, family, parent, roommate. For Scorpio, Venus is moving into your sign on December 4th through the 30th. This bodes really well for the rest of this month being really lovely for you on a personal level. This can attract love to you. It can attract money flow to you. It can make you want to spend on yourself. It can make you want to focus on your own beauty. And so it's a great time for, you know, getting your photographs taken, or, you know, pushing your image or your brand out there on some level. But overall, it's just a sweeter time when there's more flow around you. Everybody wants Venus in their sign. So this is a nice time for Scorpio on a personal level. And when it comes to all this Mars energy, you know, it's been building since November 12th. It's going on in your karmic house. And this week ahead is when it really hits the fan. So, you know, this can be things really heating up with a clandestine romance, a secret romance, or a romantic tryst or getaway. It can be things really heating up with an addiction or healing or a hospital. It can be things heating up over what's going on with a research project, with a spiritual practice, or some kind of artistic project. You know, film, music, dance, whatever, or it can be something heating up with a past life connection. So there's a lot there for Scorpio, and you'll probably know which one of that applies already because you've been dealing with it since the 12th of November. So Saturday, Sunday, the 5th and 6th, and Thursday, the 10th, this is when it's really intense and over the top. And Pluto, being the profound agent in this, is about that big talk or piece of news or agreement or sale or decision or meeting or information somehow, or something about writing or with a sibling or a neighbor or a short trip or something with vehicles or electronics in the mix. Quite a random bunch of things, but it's really communication or what's going on there in that kind of local early arena. And so, you know, when we look at the opposition by Thursday the 10th, the wild card there has something to do with work, paperwork, a coworker, someone you've hired, a health matter, or the pets. And Mercury moving into Capricorn for Scorpio on the 9th, this will start to open up all those communication realms even more so for you. This is Mercury in the communication realm. So it is time to make choices, to sign agreements, to make sales, to write, to interview, to, you know, have the talk or hear what you need to hear. For Sagittarius, Venus going into Scorpio between the 4th and 30th, Sag, this is going to smooth out and bring love into a more behind-the-scenes private time frame for you guys. Really good for romantic getaways and love flowering, or just, you know, draw the blinds and have some time there for you guys. Really good for making money behind the scenes in any kind of artistic pursuit, film, music, dance, poetry, painting, anything making money or enjoying and expressing the love through your spiritual practices, through healing or hospitals, through research or development. So this is where I feel like things should start to smooth out and really be more pleasurable for you. And then all this amped up Mars energy for Sag is focusing on that social circle that you guys have. So you've been in this since the 12th of November. This week ahead is when it really hits the highest point. So there is a lot either aimed at or going on with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charity, a gathering or a party or event that you're part of, something with an invention or original idea, something with your personal aspirations or your freedom. So, you know, this is a very social cause-oriented part of the sky. Mars is going to say, let's get real passionate here with my clients or partners or specialists or agents or competitors through these social realms or original realms, or let's get, you know, let's work on the anger issues, or let's motivate and make things happen. So don't blow up a friendship, or, you know, have some kind of volatile thing happen at a group or online situation, but do work towards what you can move forward on. And the Pluto part, the part that's so powerful and transformative here in the mix for Sag, has to do with your personal income or the possessions or the purchases involved. So those tie into what's evolving out of the actions happening in this week ahead. By the 10th, when you have that Uranus opposition, something, a wild card in the mix over something shifting in some way around a creative endeavor or the kids or the lover or the recreational thing in the mix. Mercury does add itself into the story on Wednesday the 9th, and again is going to focus for Sag on income, possessions, and purchases. So in the weeks ahead from the 9th onward, this is definitely going to help you guys get into talks and interviews and meetings and field offers, sign agreements, make sales that will focus on making money or the purchases or possessions, and that should start to flow even better from then. Capricorn, you know, Venus moving into Scorpio on December 4th, tomorrow for you guys listening live, and lasting there until the 30th. Capricorn, this is going to bring all kinds of potential for love when you're out in group situations or at parties or events or gatherings, when you're online, when you're with a friend, or maybe taking a friendship into a love direction. Anything in that social realm with astrology, I don't, you know, however that works for you. Maybe you read a horoscope and it leads you to the right place. This is also, you know, making money. Venus is going to bring that ability into this part of the sky. So really good for, you know, smoothing out or attracting income online or through friends and associates and group activities and events and all of that. And women should benefit you, and things should go smoother with them in those social realms. So this is where things should go really well. And then Mars, you've been dealing with this amped up energy since November 12th. Mars has really been motivating you to reach a goal, pushing you harder than you've been pushed at a minimum for 2 years and maybe much longer. And so really amped up energy, it hits its high point in this week ahead. So really feeling that heat over reaching the goal or making something happen on the career front or doing something involving that authority figure like the judge, the parent, the boss, the mentor, somebody like that. So, you know, either it's a lot of passion here, a lot of anger here, or a lot of motivation and action here, and you're going to see more of it Saturday the 5th, Sunday the 6th, and then again Thursday the 10th. It ties in with Pluto, the transformative energy in your sign. So something very powerfully evolving for the Capricorn on a physical level, on a personal level, with their name, their title, their identity, their brand, their image. One of those things is changing, or maybe a couple of those things, changing on a really deep, profound level. And that's what you're pushing with this key relationship so hard over this goal or the career or the authority figure. And by the 10th, that wild card in the mix, it has something to do with something happening in or about the home, or a real estate deal, or real estate, or a move, or a renovation, or the family, or a parent, or a roommate. Mercury moves into your sign, Capricorn, on the 9th. And so in the weeks ahead, this is going to give you the ability to speak up. I know you guys don't have a trouble with that anyway, because I know you guys. But I'm going to say this will help you even more. So it's a really good time for you guys to say what needs said, to hear what you need to hear, to get agreements signed, to make sales, to write things up, and to make some big decisions or propose some ideas or be proposed to. Very much a communication period for Capricorn. For Aquarius, Venus is moving into that goal part of the sky. So for you guys, this starts on December 4th. It lasts the rest of the month through the 30th. And so Venus is definitely going to kind of bring love more goal-oriented, you know. So you and your lover might be having something you're trying to achieve over the rest of the month, or you might set a goal to bring love into your life. It can be love flowering on the career front. It can be sharing and expressing love for your parent or your boss or, you know, those higher up people as well. And it can be about money flow coming more readily, more easily now through your career forum or through setting goals and going after them. And the boss can definitely, you know, people that can impact your income can definitely see what you've been doing and be helpful to you in some way. So really good time to kind of smooth out and enjoy those areas of life a bit more. And when we look at all this Mars activity that's been building since November 12th and is going to escalate to its height in this week ahead, for Aquarius, you know, this is about motivation and action, or more passion playing out, or a lot of anger playing out that is involving the ninth house of the higher mind. So the ninth house of the higher mind means travel or someone at a distance or foreign interests or import-export, or it means educational pursuits, or it means legal matters, or it means media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, or it means weddings or religion or politics. So that's where things are heating up, and that's where it's really going to escalate in this week ahead. And, you know, Pluto is really doing the transformative part of all this story for you guys behind the scenes on a karmic or past life level, or tied in with something secretive or clandestine romance, something that you're doing through research and development, something you're doing with an artistic project or a spiritual project, or dealing with addictions or healing or hospitals. And so that will evolve as part of this heightened energy in this week ahead. By Thursday the 10th, you know, there's this wild card of something being said or proposed or signed or agreed upon, or something, some news or information you hear that will take it to that next level. Mercury enters that behind the scenes zone on the 9th, so in the weeks ahead, it will help you meet more or talk more or get into those negotiations more when it comes to the romance or the artistry or the spirituality or the addiction healing hospital or research matter. For Pisces, Venus moving into Scorpio on the 4th and staying there through the 30th is going to bring the love through travel or through with people at a distance, or it's going to bring the love through weddings, or the love through legal agreements or decisions, or the love through media and marketing and religion and politics, educational pursuits. And it's also going to bring income opportunities in those same areas. It's also going to bring, you know, anything where women can benefit you in those areas over these weeks ahead. So it's definitely a good time to kind of enjoy that more or smooth that out or attract what you need. And when we look at this really amped up Mars energy that's been building since November 12th, it really escalates in this week ahead. Saturday the 5th, Sunday the 6th, really, really peak days. Thursday the 10th, also a peak day. Probably all the days in between, you're going to be involved in it. And, you know, so this is a lot more activity, more passion, more anger, or more motivation about intimate connections, people that you have a profound sexual attraction or interaction with. It's going to be about things going on with a divorce or things going on with a reproductive interest. It can be things going on with a death or a birth. It can be things going on with any of the major financial realms. So a lot of activity around the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the alimony, child support, investments, settlements, commissions, partners, money, you know, whatever that financial issue is. If you have one, you're going to be motivating on that as well. So, you know, there's a lot here to pick and choose from. You probably already have an idea what is starting to build to a peak in this week ahead. And the Pluto energy, where you're going to see this kind of transformative side of this, has to do with what is evolving with your own personal aspirations in the mix, or how this ties in with a friend or the idea of friendship, with a group, with a party or event or gathering of some sort, with what's going on the internet, with a charity, what's going on with astrology maybe, what's going on with your own aspirations or your freedom or your original ideas somehow. So, you know, very intense. And again, like with all signs, but especially with Pisces, the Mars being in the 8th house, avoid volatile, scary types and keep your own anger under control. But it can definitely help you turn a corner on some deep, powerful level. Also may really push in this week ahead. I should also include triangles. So on a challenging level, if there's an affair going on, this can bring that to a head. But a triangle could also be, you know, you and your intimate partner and a therapist, or you and your business partner and a loan officer. And, you know, so whatever that triangle situation may be, you can have a lot more motivation with that as well in the week ahead. By the 10th, you know, some kind of wild cards tossed into the whole story involving possessions, a purchase, or the income. And Mercury enters this story on the 9th, on Wednesday the 9th, where it'll stay for several weeks. So that will open up the communications, the information you need, the talks, the meetings, the decisions involving aspirations, involving the friends, the groups, the internet, the astrology, charities, gatherings, or your freedom in the mix. So it's really quite the week ahead. I wish that we weren't seeing, you know, some of the negative stuff side of this playing out the way we have. Pray. If you can lend your heart and your higher energy to prayers for our world in this week ahead so that we don't see more of this volatile stuff as this energy hits its height over this week ahead. And use it to the best that you can to motivate and make changes and move forward in your own life. It's Zoe Moon. I'll be back next week, same time, sending much love your way.